Sometimes, when we least expect it, we're reminded that the arts are powerful enough to move us to tears. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on KWBU.
I imagine that most people are familiar with the feeling of what we usually call having a lump in the throat. Sometimes, in a way I don't quite understand, certain pieces of music will do that to me, so much so that when I try to talk while listening to them, words come out only with difficulty. Has this ever happened to you? It's a curious thing. When he was little, my son would sometimes ask, "Why did it sound like you were about to cry when you said that?" if I tried to speak during, for example, the high point of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Recently, my 10-year-old daughter and I both found ourselves unexpectedly moved to tears listening to a talented musician performing in church. In the early 19th century, poets and painters thought that nature had the power to evoke these kinds of profound emotional reactions. In 1804, English poet William Wordsworth wrote, "To me, the meanest flower that blows can give thoughts that do often lie too deep for tears." To tap into the awe of nature, painters started turning out enormous canvases of majestic mountains, ocean scenes, and intimidating storms. Painters of what, in the United States, came to be called the Hudson River School made this their singular focus. Artists like Thomas Cole and Frederick Edwin Church, whose huge painting, The Icebergs, is one of the most popular pieces at the Dallas Museum of Art, believed that the emotional reaction produced by such scenes was more important and more genuine than any rational response that the viewer might have. The idea proved long-lasting. Decades later, American painter and influential teacher of painters Robert Henri would write about this. "That which is worthwhile in a landscape is the expression of human emotion in it," he explained to his students early in the 20th century. He believed that anyone who wants to produce art must have the emotional side first, and in fact, to him, this was the primary cause of anyone being an artist. But Henri thought that all art, not just paintings, could trigger these emotional reactions, and he too was particularly moved by Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. He said that its melody is held on the edge of the infinite for anyone with spiritual ears, and that it would forever hold the world captive. Echoing Wordsworth's remark, he believed that art was nothing less than the expression of sensations too subtle for words. Today, such a capacity often takes us by surprise when it breaks into our hurried materialistic lives. But when it does, it shows how art can still affect us, no matter how focused on the workaday things we insist upon being.
David and Art is a production of KWBU. You can find this and past segments on our website at kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.